Israel News for April 15, 2024. Israel has not responded to the unprecedented Iranian missile and drone attack on Saturday, but it warned that it would respond to the attack at a future time and place of its choosing. To recap, Iran fired over 100 ballistic missiles, 30 land attack cruise missiles, 150 UAVs and showed their people and allies that they were not afraid to directly strike Israel. The attack was muted in its scope to avoid provoked a massive Israeli response that would lead to a regional war. Had Iran launched thousands of missiles and drones in coordination with Hezbollah launching thousands of missiles at Israel, then the results would have undoubtedly been different. But they clearly wanted to make their point without triggering a larger response and all-out war. On the other hand, Israel showed its extraordinary defensive capabilities by intercepted 99% of all missiles and drones attacking it, most of them outside of Israeli airspace. The U.S. sent Iran a clear message of support for Israel by shooting down 6 ballistic missiles and over 70 UAVs. British jets also shot down several drones. Other countries, including Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE, also participated in the interception of missiles and drones heading towards Israel. The message to Iran is that if there is a regional war, it will be facing not only Israel, but the U.S. and a coalition of countries aligned against it. By not responding in force, at least not immediately, Israel has scored goodwill points with the Biden administration and the international community, with the Western allies reaffirming their support for Israel and condemning the Iranian attack, while calling on Israel to avoid escalating the conflict by responding. According to an Israeli TV report last night, Prime Minister Netanyahu has decided to postpone an invasion of Rafah. Hezbollah claimed responsibility today for an explosive device that injured 4 IDF soldiers, just inside Lebanese territory. One soldier is in serious condition, 2 in moderate condition, and 1 had minor injuries. The incident is under investigation. Thanks for listening to the Israel AM News Summary. To receive the Israel AM News Summary directly in your inbox, subscribe at www.israelam.com.